Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcasting presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and 6 children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her here. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Welcome back, you guys, to a brand new episode of House of Kim, where we unapologetically share the ups and downs of our very, very unpredictable life. And just like you guys, we're always trying to find a way to inspire and increase positivity in our daily lives. Well, we may never be the same after COVID.
Nope. Don't think so. Still freaking frustrated.
It's very annoying.
No more Fortnite for cash either. Well, at least not for a while. And there's going to be some new parameters when he does get it back.
We only started letting Cash watch Fortnite because of his surgery.
Yeah. And it was play.
What did I say?
You said watch.
Or play. Yeah, yeah. Right. Duh. Yeah. And because of his surgery, and if you go back a few podcasts, you can listen to that. But it was so traumatizing. We were just, you know, so, yeah. But he's become like obsessed. Anyways, Brielle's birthday bash in the Bahamas almost ended in tragedy. Ethan and Brielle and Zach will be joining us to tell you all about it.
Can't wait. And this week's golden nugget is perception. We're going to show you 5 simple tools to give you a prescription for success.
And can you be a wife and a sugar baby to someone else and not technically cheat?
Hell no.
We'll tackle this and more on this week's bonus segment, Safe Space with Kim and Croy. Okay, you guys, we may never be the same after COVID. COVID took my coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, it took everything. My delicious food, sweets, everything. I still can't taste.
I'm over it with the coffee. Like, it physically makes me sick. Me and Zalma, our nanny, we can't do coffee.
Yeah.
Today,
what's it taste like?
It is so disgusting. I can't even put it into words. Like, almost like I'm drinking metal or something.
Oh, like that kind of taste.
I don't know. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
I still make it, you guys, every single day. Corey and I have 2 separate coffee pots. He drinks the worst coffee on the planet.
No, I don't.
French dark roast.
Yes, Pete's.
It smells like Pete's. Shit.
Look, you guys, I tried like
eight, nine, ten
different coffees probably. I tried Starbucks. It's burnt and nasty. I've tried Dunkin' Donuts. I've tried Folgers. I've tried...
Whatever.
Seriously, I've
this
tried
them
all.
This shit smells so bad.
And this is the best one. It's so fresh. It's got a good moisture content
to it. You guys, it smells so bad.
Oh, it's delicious.
Out of the pot, in the pot. And on his breath,
oh,
I can
delicious.
Smell it.
Oh,
the
delicious.
Coffee is terrible.
But not so much. I can't, nothing. It's like I'm drinking water. It's
well,
like hot
I drink
fucking water.
Starbucks French vanilla or Dunkin' Donuts French vanilla, and I do 4 tablespoons of sugar, half cream, half coffee. I still get up every morning. I still make the coffee. I still hope for the best. And I was hoping, and Croy said, I don't think it's going to work like this, and I think you're right, but I was hoping that like I would just wake up one morning and everything would be back to normal.
Right.
My coffee would taste great. All my food would taste great. I'm doing okay with the food. It was nothing like it was last week where I legit couldn't taste anything, and like it gave me anxiety not being able to smell or taste. Like it when I started to think about it, my heart would race. And then Ariana came downstairs and was like, Mom, I'm having a panic attack over the fact I can't taste or smell. And I'm like, Corey, what if there's a fire in the house? He's like, Kim, because what if there was?
We have alarms.
I know, but I was still like stressed.
It
but anyways,
hearing.
I drank my coffee this morning. I will say that I drank a quarter of it. Where
that's
I could
good.
Usually only take 2 sips.
That's good.
So I think there's some progress, but other than like the lack of energy, did you hear in Georgia, speaking of energy and like the whole time spring forward,
yeah.
that they just passed the bill
we're
or whatever?
Going back.
We're not going back.
I'm so mad.
That's fucking annoying.
I hate to spring forward. I literally hate it. I feel like my days are shortened. I'm not as productive.
Wait, so it's brighter earlier? No, it's lighter. It's brighter outside later.
Yeah, so your mornings are still dark, and then your evenings are still lighter for a while. But look, come wintertime, we're gonna be dark like the majority of the time we're awake. It's like ridiculous, and I hate.
No, we're not. How yes, do you figure? Are.
Yes, when it's like the longest or the shortest day, we're not gonna see the sun till 10 a.m. and it's gonna go down at 4.
Whose bright fucking idea was that?
It's terrible. It's a terrible idea. We need to go to the fallback and then stay there. We should always stay in the fallback, if anything, not the spring forward.
But your days they seem longer because the sun's out later.
Right, but if you're going to be productive and you're going to have a kick-ass day, you need to wake up early and start your day, and you want it to be nice in the morning. In the evenings, when you wind down, you spend time with your family.
I agree.
Like, who cares?
You know that Croy's
in
my office last night. I'm working. I have some new Salty K drops coming out. I'm super excited. I have a bunch of swimwear coming out and clothes. So I'm in my office and I'm working on all of that and colors and fabric and all this good stuff. And Croy's like, you know what? And he starts reading this article about this woman. Was it a woman? Or a man that decided to get up every day at 5.
Oh, yeah.
So she could have 2 hours to herself.
It was a lady.
Before the kids got up, the husband got up. And, okay, you know what? Here's
the
thing.
So the article, the crux of the article was there's tons of research done that there is true scientific evidence that you are more productive, less stressed out, more creative, can handle stress better. If you start your morning super early, well, I'm talking like you're waking up at 4:30 in the morning early, and still getting the amount of sleep that you need, whether it's 6, 7, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, whatever, you just have to adjust your bedtime, right? But they say that you are, it's science behind it, that
whatever,
the early bird gets the true worm, and
whatever,
and you are more productive. But
not interested.
And that's maybe more for an
I like to like people or, like Chloe, right? Chloe gets up in the morning, she works out, she was filming, like she would start her day by going to the gym. And I used to say to her, like, I can't do it. I am a night person. I like to run at 7 o'clock at night. And then I like to also go to bed at like 10 o'clock at the latest. I like to be in the bed by like 9:15, asleep by 10, up at like 6:30 or 7. We get up because of the kids at 6:30. But I would like to sleep and just wake up, I guess, like the rest of the world, on without an alarm. But Monday through Friday, we're up at the ass crack of dawn to get all the kids ready for school. I do all their hair in the morning.
That's what the article was saying, was that you have associated waking up early with negativity, like stressful, like, oh, I got to get up early because I got
to. I like doing their hair and stuff because.
Yeah, I shouldn't say negativity, but it's you should.
I don't like getting up. I don't like mornings. I'm not a morning person.
You should shift your thought process into waking up for you. So not for somebody else.
There's
not
a fucking thing I want to do at 5 a.m. There's nothing I want to do.
Not for a trip, not for a meeting. Like, you want to wake up so that you can journal, so that you can read, so that you can work out, so you can take a bath, whatever it is. It should be you time.
You know what's funny? I like to read at night. I like to run at 7 o'clock at night. I love to take a bath at night.
You can't unless you're up late, right? Once the kids are gone to sleep.
The kids don't bother me.
I'm still awake, per se. And they say that you need that time to meditate, per se, or spend on you. So that should be you time.
I'm not interested in doing it at 5 a.m.
It was an interesting
Croy
article.
Looks at me, he's like, I'm going to start doing it. Well, good for you, dude. Because you know what that fucking means? If Croy gets up at 5, his alarm goes off and wakes me up, and then I'm one of these people that can't go back to sleep once I'm woken up. Okay? So he's not doing that.
Oh, man. Circling but the wagons back to our COVID. We ate the orange. Did we tell him last week that we tried the burnt orange?
I don't know. It was the worst thing I ever tasted.
I charred the orange to try to get our taste back, right? So it says what you're supposed to do is take a full orange, char the outside of the skin till it's black.
I can smell it right now.
Right, till it's black.
It.
The whole thing. So we put it on our grill and we were charring it. Then you slice it open. You scrape out the insides, mash them up with a tablespoon of brown sugar, and then you're supposed to chomp on it and eat it. Kim said that it tasted like what?
It smelled like a hot dog or something. It was absolutely, positively disgusting.
I could slightly taste the citrus orange, slightly, but that was it. And still, I got nothing. Like, there's times I feel like where I get like a burst of flavor, and I'm like, oh, that was like, what did I just eat? And then I try to go taste it again, and it's gone. But like tonight's dinner, we did in the slow cooker. we did our pasta sauce and the meat and all that and garlic. And for 1 second, I felt like I could taste the garlic and the chicken, but then it was gone. I don't know. I'm frustrated.
Well, a lot of my friends, my girlfriend Abigail, she sent me a message, said it was like 6 weeks or something. I've had many different answers, and they're all entirely too long for me. So yeah.
We tried to flick on the back of the neck, too.
My chiropractor came and tried to heal me, and he, I think, might have actually helped it a little bit, yeah. But Ariana still can't taste it all. But anyways, all in all, aside from like the lack of energy and not being able to taste, we're doing much better. Thank you guys for all of your sweet emails, your encouragement, all of your DMs. Aside from all of that, because we really do appreciate it, I want to know who had COVID that's listening, who lost their sense of smell and taste.
Pretty much.
And when the hell did you get it back? And any other weird ongoing symptoms or changes that you never got back? You know what's weird? Every day. And I don't even, this is COVID related because I got this, I felt this on a Friday, the day I got diagnosed or whatever with COVID. My left hand and arm goes numb and it like tingles heavily about 20 to 40 times a day. And just my left side, which is the side I had the stroke on. And I don't know if you guys remember, but last week I talked about like where there's inflammation in your body. Like the right side of my head, I'll get a headache a lot of times in the back of my head. And that gave me a very bad migraine during COVID. Right. Croy's lower back and hip really was killing him during COVID, which bothered him kind of during football. I guess not so much.
Yeah,
but
no, it did. Yeah.
So anyways, it's just kind of weird. But during COVID, we're just trying to keep it all together, honestly. I mean, we've been trying to keep it all together. So with that being said, no more Fortnite for cash for at least a little while. Go ahead. Oh. Croy made this decision.
Yeah, so Cash, we were quarantined, right? And we were all just trying to make sure that they were partaking in the lessons, as getting much information as they possibly could, turning in work, getting the work done. And we're probably, maybe the end of the week? We get an email from the teacher that says, hey, I just want to let you know that Cash is not doing so well in math, and math is his strong subject. He's very good at math, very good at science.
Just like me and Croy.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And so, but he's not been doing very well. And she says it kind of stems back to when he broke his arm where he couldn't write. And so I had to then help him kind of do some of the assignments, and he was typing a little bit of them, but a majority of it was verbal communication. And so he kind of fell into this pattern of maybe thinking that when I say I, the teacher, was going to kind of do some of the work for him. And then the cast comes off, we get quarantined, and he's distracted a little bit. Obviously, we're not able to police him like we normally could because we have to be away from him. And so ultimately,
KJ was their teacher.
He's a very, very low C, like 1 point away from failing. So Cash is our free floater. He's okay with school. Like he likes school. He likes his friends. He likes to hang out there. But he just doesn't like the schoolwork aspect of it, right?
I hated it as well.
Right. He would much rather be playing, be interacting with somebody. He's going to be the entrepreneur. He's not about the 9 to 5, the sitting in a desk, the let's write this out. Like that's just not who he is. And so I've had to push him a lot. You know, he comes home and rather than do his homework right away and just get it done, he'll ride his bike, then he'll come in, maybe do his reading, then he'll go get distracted watching a YouTube thing, and then he comes back, and before you know it, the night's over, and I'm like, Cash, did you do this? And he's like, oh, I forgot. I said, well, what do you mean? Like, did you do this? Oh, no, I didn't, you know. So he's got two or three things he hasn't done for the night, and I'm like, come on, let's go. Like, we got to get it done. So I've really been on him to, it's your responsibility to sit down when you just get home, knock it out, write in your agenda what you're supposed to do. And so this is kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, per se, was I had it. And I said, look, Cash, you're losing privileges. And so you're not getting Fortnite anymore.
It's
That's
so
like his
hard
baby.
To stick
Fortnite's
to
his
it.
Baby.
It's
he
so
loves
hard to
it.
Stick to it. It makes my heart just hurt so bad. I just want to give him Fortnite secretly behind Croy's back.
So,
but I don't.
I take it from him and I say, okay, you're not doing that. So he then has to figure something out. And he's like, oh, I'm bored. And I say, well, okay, are you really bored? Because if you're really bored, you can just come sit over here with me. We can do nothing. Or you can use your mind and be creative. And so he usually chooses the latter, and he'll go find, like the other day, he brought out his electrical circuit board where you can, there's like 350 different circuits you can put together with these pre-formed things. And he worked on that for like an hour and a half. He was loving it. He made sirens and planes and things, you know, little helicopters.
The whole time
he's
texting me from our nanny's phone or from KJ's phone. Mom, can you ask Dad if I can play Fortnite? Mom, can you ask Dad if I can play Fortnite? Mom. And then he'll come, if I'm in the kitchen, he'll come by and he'll whisper. I'm thinking he's going to give me a hug or something like that. Mom, can I play Fortnite?
So he's almost done, though, with this semester, and they're about to go into their fourth semester and their last semester of the year. And so I said, Cash, you need to ask your teacher, you know, how can you bring your grade up? One of the tests that he did, you could just see he didn't put his 100% effort into it. And I said, Cash, no matter what you do, I don't care whether you're playing Fortnite, making a sandwich, doing schoolwork, doing a test, playing football, playing baseball, you give everything that you do 100%, no matter what. If you make a mess, you clean it up 100%. If you make a sandwich, you make it taste 100%. Like, you need to do things 100%. We don't slack off. And so I said to him, I said, look, ask your teacher if we can review this test. I'll help you go through this test. We'll correct it together. If she may give you some correction points or something like that. She actually did. She gave him a few extra points for showing his work and correcting everything and then helping. And then he could go back and explain it to her. You know, here's the right answer. Here's where I messed up. Here's where I didn't pay attention, whatnot. So he was able to get some more points there. And then he had two or three more assignments before the semester was over to be able to pull it up. So he did pull it up a few points, which I was very proud of him for that. And it wasn't hard for him because, again, math is his strong point. And so, but I said, look, if you want to be playing Fortnite, you're going to come home and I'm not going to have to tell you what to do anymore. I need to see that improvement. You need to write everything in your agenda, study your spelling words, do your extra math, do your homework sheet, study, you know, read your books, read your extra reading, all those things. You got to do that. I'm not going to tell you anymore. If I got to tell you, you're losing it again. Then I said, if your grades aren't what they were second semester, then you're losing it for the summer. So his eyes got real big. He said, the whole summer? I said, yeah, the whole summer. I said, school is the one, you know, it's the number one important thing. Especially, you know, there's one thing if you can't do it. If you just don't understand it, or you're struggling with it,
right,
or you have some sort of, you know, learning disability or whatever. Like, but if you have the capabilities to do it and you're just choosing not to because you don't want to, or you're slacking off, or you'll never find that being put up with me. So at the moment, he's played with me a couple times, and that's it.
No, but he didn't touch it for a week.
Yeah, no. Almost 2 full weeks.
Yeah,
he didn't touch it for almost two full weeks. He's played with me a couple times now. And I said, look, that's it. You're not playing with your buddies. You're not getting on when you want. It's, I may let you play with me or KJ for, you know, 30 minutes here and there, but I need to see some vast improvement with how you approach school and how you're going after it. And so he's kind of,
I mean,
like,
he hates school like me. Like, I can't blame him. I hated it as well. But anyways, Kaya and Cash, which are like, they eat like me. They have definitely cravings like me. They're very similar. I feel like more so to me. They're a little rebellious, if you will, at home. Well, Kai is a little tough at school as well, but Cash is like an angel at school, and the teacher always talks about how he has so many friends,
well,
and everybody,
yeah,
looks up to him. He's
fantastic.
Such a leader. All three boys are so well behaved at school. No.
Kai has had like one, two slip-ups maybe,
yeah,
and it's just with being not so...
She's so much drama, you guys. I walked by her. She was sitting at her little table in the kitchen tonight, and Corey and I made this pasta sauce, and we had pasta for dinner like we usually do, and on Sundays, it's Sunday, by the way. And I was staring at Kaya, almost giving her like a mean girl look, if you will. And she gave it right back and did not. I looked at her and kept walking all the way to my refrigerator. Like, and she just stayed with me the whole time, didn't crack a smile. And I was like, Kaya, you are tough. And she winked and turned around. And I was like, ooh, she's tough, man. She's tough. Okay, you guys, welcome to Ethan's Weekend.
Oh, man.
Ethan's weekends, I should say. It was actually Brielle's birthday, but it's Ethan's weekends.
Because Ethan is with her every weekend.
We have Ethan, Zach, and Brielle. Say what's up, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Going on?
That's Zach. Rowdy, howdy, howdy. That's Ethan.
Everybody knows who Ethan is. Okay, it's become a thing now on my page especially.
Ethan is Brielle's friend of 3 months.
What?
What?
Just kidding. How many months? How many years?
How many months? Years?
I've known Ethan probably 5 or 6 years.
6 years, huh?
Back when makeup artist finally started.
Yeah.
We got really close once she got fired, but...
Well, no lies there.
No lies there. Okay, wait. There's just
and again,
one thing.
Zach is Brielle's friend for seven or eight years.
Zach lives seven here. Zach's lived here for over a year.
He's just Zach everywhere with us.
Zach is just kind of, it is what it is.
Kim's seventh child.
Yeah, my seventh child for sure. Okay, first of all, I just want to say this one thing that really is sticking out for me from the weekend.
Well, it actually wasn't a weekend. What was it? It was a
Wednesday to a Sunday.
So during this whole trip, we're going to get into everything, but this one thing in particular, I was blowing up Brielle's phone. She was calling me like every 10 minutes all day, every day, which is fine. I love that. But I was calling her. No
answer.
Are
you sure? Because at one point you were talking to Tracy in the kitchen. See, she just called me 5 minutes ago. I remember hearing that.
Well, you call me all the time.
That's good. At least you remember something.
Which I like. But so I call Brielle's phone. No answer. I give it 20 minutes. Call it back. No answer. I call Brandon. No answer. I call Zach. No answer. And now I'm starting to panic because Ethan decided to get a boat for this day. It was the day after Brielle's birthday. Mm-hmm. So I call Ethan and he's like, what's up? And he's in this bar. And I'm like, well, where the fuck is Brielle? He says, she's passed out on the boat. I'm like, by herself? He's like, I know what I'm doing. I put her on her stomach. She's fine. I know what I'm doing. I said, okay, are you sure?
I wasn't hammered. I was hammered, but I wasn't passed out because I was drunk. I was passed out because these fucks woke me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was so exhausted.
I didn't sleep.
Probably like 4 or 5.
They were drunk when they went to bed and drunk when they got up and kept drinking.
So I was so tired that me, Elizabeth, Alan, and Ryan, like we all just stayed on the boat and slept while
they
went back.
You weren't pounding Red
Bulls? No, I don't like Red Bulls. I mean, I was just...
Taking it easy.
Taking it easy. That was the saying all weekend. We were taking it easy.
Well, so I am like, okay,
so
she's...
This is like 4 p.m. Like, think about it. We've been on the boat all day. Like, you know when you start to crash because you're in the sun
all day? It's okay. No, it wasn't that late because I would have thought that way as well. But it wasn't. It was more like 1 o'clock or something.
No, we got off the boat at 4. We had 8 to 4. So you were... This was about right after... This was like right after noon.
Yeah. Okay, so So like how drunk could she be is what I thought. And so I'm like, okay.
Her gas tank's just smaller than mine. She can't run as long.
That obviously. Ethan's like in the bar by himself, basically. And I don't really see anybody else around him. And so he's drinking and just fucking cracking jokes. And then I'm like, all right, Ethan, well, when you get back to the boat, let me know. So I hung up and then I decided, no. I need to make sure she's okay. And I call him back. I'm like, hey, Ethan, go back to the boat. He's like, yes, ma'am. And so he's taking the phone. He's running through the fucking ocean to get to the boat. Ariana and I were in stitches watching this. And he's like holding the phone up.
You should have screen recorded it.
Oh, shit. I should have. But what's funny is his sound effects. Yeah, it was his fucking sound effects that were so funny. All I wanted to do was like see Brielle. And so then Ethan's like, see? See Brielle with the phone. And I'm like, okay, as long as she's alive and well, I'm good. But I was very worried that you were going to throw up or something. You were laying on your back. I started just playing tricks in my mind. It's what mothers do.
No, I was just like tired. Like I was good. I was just tired as hell. When we got back to the hotel, we all went and got a bunch of espresso martinis.
Okay.
I knew getting the girls up at 8 o'clock or before 11 a.m. was going to be a big issue.
Yeah. To Ethan's defense, though, I have been quite drunk a couple of times around water, and your alarms start to go off real quick. When you get to a point where you're like, fuck, I'm drunk, fuck, this is deep, and fuck, I got to get to somewhere where I can, like...
But we were only, like...
touch the ground.
Out in 4 feet
you get tired
deep, right?
Fast.
The boat had to be so far off. I was out there doggy paddling, panting for
air. I mean, there was no bottom. You were swimming.
Oh, he struggled to get there. Yeah, and then he couldn't even get on the boat. He couldn't even get on the boat.
You couldn't?
No.
Like, it was like mounting a damn cow. I had to ride it with one hand. Had the phone in the other.
Yeah.
Pull the ladder, lean back, grab the next one.
It was hysterical. But as long as Brielle was okay. You guys, there's this private island that they're on. This is where Zach realized that he was a rapper. And
hold on, we got to go back to the beginning though.
Okay. You want to start from the beginning?
Yeah, we got to start from the beginning.
Okay, well let's
do
that.
We got drunk Sunday night. You left? No, you left Wednesday. You said
yeah. I left Wednesday morning at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. So we were still recovering.
Stories don't even coincide.
I know, but we were
still
recovering
from
our debacle.
Yeah.
And you were getting ready to go, and you left Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Brielle left Wednesday morning, and they were drinking in the airport. They were drinking in the airport. What were you drinking
Ethan,
in the airport?
Ethan bought a bunch of little nips. Because
Ethan loves those.
No, well,
they were $2 a piece, and everything else on the thing was like $15. So I'll go in there and I come back. I was like, Zach, I got you four gins, got me four jacks. Got ready to go. well, they did. We were sitting in the back.
most of us. Well, some of us. Half of us were in Delta Comfort, and half were in Maine. So Ethan was like, forget it. I'll just go buy a bunch of drinks for them since they can't have any or whatever, since they're not in comfort. Ethan wasn't even scheduled to be in comfort, actually. Somehow he just ended up sitting right in front of me.
He probably just took his own damn seat.
Like, yeah. He handed me, I could gag right now thinking about it, an absolute vodka and a Coke. And I just threw it
back. The nip back. You can't throw a nip back, though. Because it has to bubble. It's so slow.
Oh, it's terrible.
I'm like gagging right now. And then
I had a small cup.
There you go. Yeah.
Aerate it. Aerate it.
No, it was so bad. So that's how I started it. Yeah. And then we got there. We got in our same limo driver from last year, who was crazy as hell. He was popping open.
Oh, he was opening beers and drinking with
No. We were shotgunning beers, but we didn't have anything to open the can.
He was opening his mouth.
Stabbing it with his teeth.
But wasn't he drinking a beer while you guys were driving? I think
we gave him like four for when we got there. We were like, here. What we were
I saw him with beers, like putting him in the seat.
That was to get into the line for the tooth.
Oh, okay.
That was the only opener we had. But so then we got there and we just started honestly crushing
it. So how many people went?
Let's see. Alan.
And you guys, Ethan, they all took Ryan. COVID tests before they left. And you have to get a negative COVID test. Negative COVID test.
And we had to get a
negative. Back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody was negative, and this is why they were all together.
Yeah.
And I didn't go because you guys keep saying I got COVID from hanging out with Brielle, and that's not true.
No.
Janelle, Clarence, Morgan. Like 15 or 16 of us.
Bizarre. Fucking 15 bizarre.
15 people just can take the week off and just go party.
Yeah, we sure can. Remember, right. This trip, this date is never going to change, so right. I don't care. I told everybody.
Everybody
on this trip, save $100 a month if you need to or whatever. Honestly, you should try $200
a month. The fact that
Brielle
thinks that people should save for her birthday every year is fucking bananas.
Well, it's no longer
it's like
really
a trip of a lifetime.
I don't know how many times I've heard that line right there. Hey, $100 a month, this is happening every year. Yeah.
I'm repeat. I told her it was bizarre.
Play it again.
Repeat, yeah, no, literally. Right. The fact that she thinks people should do that is fucking weird.
Well, so you think I should just come out of pocket?
No, I just think that maybe you should start doing birthdays with like two friends or something.
You can call it like a friends reunion at some
point. It is every year. We're going every year for my birthday this week. Everybody knows.
Or we could just not stay in the nicest one and get a Motel 6. I mean,
yeah.
Ethan, we're not doing hostile vibes like you like.
All right, so you land, you're in the limo, you get to the hotel, then what? We go to bed? We're responsible adults?
No, we go, half the people went to the pool and then like a couple of us went to the bar so we could start drinking and eating. Then I come back and we all just start drinking and getting ready for dinner and having a good night. And that was kind of like the first night. The first night was a little low key.
First night low key.
Although my birthday was at 12 o'clock that night and Zach decides to get into a little debacle right at 11:57 p.m. with some guy there, which you can go ahead and get into. But I was livid because I was like, you can't calm down and not cause a fight for once in your life. Like, my birthday's in 3 minutes. Like, he's like, no, fuck it. I got to go deal with this. So I was alone at 12 o'clock. Anyways, you can get
Zach,
into it.
What happened, Zach?
Okay, so first of all, I didn't instigate it. So I went up to the bar. I went up to the bar.
What the fuck is going on with the mic? Brielle's an asshole.
All right. Usually you don't have to lift things up for me.
Yeah.
Usually we're pushing them down.
Yeah.
He's ahead of it.
All right, so I went up to the bar because my debit card just broke because I had everybody's cards in my wallet and the top part of my debit card broke. So I wanted to see if the chip would still work. And I went up there, like, I didn't have my mask on. And this guy who has his mask on said, hey, can you, like, he's kind of aggressive. He said, like, put your mask on.
I looked at him.
I said, I don't know if that's your wife, but she doesn't even have one. So then he'd want to be all Mr. Tough Guy. They started coming at me. I didn't touch anybody. This guy was pushing and shoving me. His wife was shoving me.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You weren't shoving.
I wasn't
shoving.
They were getting physical?
Yeah. He came after me. And then the security came, called me a flight risk. And I was like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. And I was like, all right. And that was pretty much it. And
so how long did that last?
I was just thinking, that was probably what, like 15 minutes?
It was a solid standoff.
Well, then Ethan came back and his friend wanted to.
Hello, what's wrong, Zach? Are you okay, Zach?
That's pretty good.
Some fucking girl that Ethan just met that afternoon, by the way.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yeah, it was a girl.
She worked on a yacht. So
Ethan introduced me to his boy, to her boyfriend as well.
What? So, anyways, it all ended, and I spiked my Corona bottle on the ground, and then we went home. So
you weren't with Brielle at 12 o'clock, which is so important to her. At 12 o'clock.
I was.
She just wasn't paying attention to it.
Yeah. You're walking out.
I was just 2 minutes late.
No, you were about 14.
No. No. Yep.
All right, so that ended the night, though? So that was like...
Yeah, so we went home after that.
We almost got kicked out of the casino for the rest of the trip.
Okay.
We kind of got lucky.
All because of Zach? Early. Because of you? You almost got kicked out the whole trip? Because of
so everybody,
you
went to bed?
So they kicked the older people out.
I
said, watch the cameras. I didn't do anything. Like, they're just pushing me and shit. And I was like, it ain't me. So
okay,
they got kicked out.
So 15 people in the party. You're in bed, and you're in bed at like 12:30. Ethan said he's not. He's with the Australian.
Yeah, she left it. She left at 2:13.
She left
a
message.
So, but you're in your room.
She left him a message after she
Ethan,
left the room.
I stay in the same room any night because I couldn't find my room. I went to the.
You always have a problem with that.
I could not find my room. I slept in Zach and them's room one night. I did sleep in my room one night, and then I slept in
Ryan's room
one night. Ryan's room one night.
You slept in Ryan's room.
The night that I threw Bump out. Because it's my roommate.
Okay, wait. Let's get to that night now. I forgot about that. Okay.
That's the next night.
So, okay. So you met a friend, and did you call him
every
more
day,
than friends?
Every time. Yes, it
became more than friends
yes,
that night.
Yes, he did.
Just a little bit.
Listen. You're amazing. Please tell your friends they're awesome as. Even though the shit went down, they are good people. They're awesome, and I can see it.
What a fucking weirdo.
Ethan. Well,
she just left his room.
At least she's, what do you call
and
it?
And she's leaving cordial? A message on Instagram, so she probably doesn't even have your fucking number.
Okay, so
she's
let's.
Australian.
Yeah, she can't. Maybe WhatsApp.
So she did.
I want to turn her phone. I don't got international data.
This fuck. So you tell your Instagram, and that's how she communicates.
Facebook.
Leaving Facebook. Thank you.
Okay.
At 2:30 in the morning.
Interesting, Ethan.
Still poking on there.
Digital poke.
You stupid ass.
Got the digital poke down.
So the next
that's
day.
That's so dumb.
Is,
I forgot
you have
about
been
the
poked.
I forgot about the poke.
Right.
Is my actual birthday, and this day Tommy, Danny, Ryan, and Alan show up. So we're all. I mean, that day's kind of a blur. A lot of it's a blur. We go to...
Shocker.
What time did you get up? Do you remember? Like
probably
9 o'clock? 11 o'clock? Okay.
I think I set an alarm every day for 9:51, and then I would actually leave the room by 11.
I will say, this is the best trip we ever had, getting up-wise. We didn't get up past 10, I don't think, the whole trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
It's like yanking their hair off, flipping the lights on, blaring music till she cusses me out.
Right.
Yep.
And that's when we finally get up.
You have to have fun for the day.
Unless we were in Vegas, this guy had me waking up 2 hours after I just closed my eyes with espresso martinis.
Wow.
Anyways.
Well, I mean, that's good. Corey, you never order me an espresso martini.
They're
you just
so
want regular
good.
Coffees.
Espresso
Not
martinis
after COVID.
Get you lit, especially if you replace the vodka with tequila. Yeah.
Ew.
Okay, so that
it cost Ethan a lot of money on this trip,
sure
which we're going to talk about.
We're count it all
that
up.
Day's
it
kind of a blur, but that evening we go to one of my favorite restaurants. It's called Dunes. It's actually at the Ocean Club, which is off the resort. We have a table, and there's two tables behind us. Listen, there's two tables behind us that are celebrating their birthday as well. Brandon told me, which I didn't even notice, that they actually got up and left the restaurant because we were so loud and obnoxious. So I'm sitting next to like Alan and Tommy, and in front of me is like Ethan and Zach, and down at the end of the table is I'm sitting next to you and Tommy, and then in front of me is
sentimental
Alan,
Brielle. I saw that.
Well, they set us right in the middle of the restaurant, so they're asking for it. A
right.
big group, no
right.
young
huge
kids.
Group.
Like it's the restaurant's fault.
So, anyways,
of course
at the end
young
of the
kids.
Table,
of course it is.
Lots
Ethan.
Of alcohol. It's going to be
center.
A problem.
Oh God, dead center.
At the end of the table, we've got Brandon, Ty, Colin, Elizabeth, and Danny, which was already a problem. That should not have been the seating arrangement.
Janelle.
Janelle and her boyfriend at the next to us.
Why they don't get along?
Well, there's just like a little
tension,
I think. Okay. So. Tommy looks at me at one point and he goes, Brielle, get control of your Trinas down there. And I'm like, what? So I stand up and I'm like, what is going on down here? Everybody has like a little tear in their eye. Everybody's a little upset.
Is this the alcohol tear?
No,
it's a real tear.
They've had enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a real tier.
Brandon was going off. Ty was going off just slightly. Colin was going off, but not really. I mean, everybody was kind of just picking on each other, and sure. It was a little bit of a drama situation.
Ethan says not me.
So, I'm like,
tear in my eye.
No. I'm like,
oh,
so
you didn't have a tear
wait,
in your eye.
No, ma'am. No,
so we
no.
don't know where Ethan is for like 2 hours.
I remember
he wasn't at the dinner.
No, I don't know where he went.
I was laying on the couch.
So I'm like, Colin, let's go to the bathroom. As we walk to the bathroom, we see Ethan on some side bench with like 3 appetizers, like hanging out by himself, covered in food. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Come join us. Like, why are you alone, you freak? Anyways.
Why was he alone?
But yeah, answer us. Why did you leave the table?
It's just one of those things you got to stop, drop, and roll when you get too drunk. I just got to get away.
You had to call timeout, huh?
That's an Irish exit. But then we're away from the resort, so then like I could have went to my room.
Right.
Just,
right.
Hey, this looks good to – let's just go belly
I
up like
I remember Brielle
roach.
Saying, I found Ethan on the couch.
Yep. So then I guess we go to the casino. Every night we'd end our night
hold
in
on,
the
hold
casino.
On. After we left Dunes, how many people did we put in the car?
Oh, we put like 16 people in a car, and we were bottoming out.
In a one car, like a car car.
Oh.
Like a four-door car.
No, it was a van, but still, okay. The guy's van was going, and it was at least 10 on the way back to the Atlantis, and the guy's face was just.
Because like, it's his car.
Yeah, but I mean, it was disgusting. It was like the motor was just. And I was like, just turn the music up. Just turn the music up. You can't hear it. You can't hear it.
Look, oh, my video. God. Oh, wait. Look how many people we have.
You're not claustrophobic in there?
Oh, I am.
Oh, my God.
12 of us. 12 of us.
Where's Brielle?
I'm recording it.
Wow.
I'm claustrophobic right now. My heart's beating out of my chest looking at that video.
So Ryan was in the trunk.
Well, we stayed.
Oh my God!
We stayed late, and nobody would. There was no. We waited for a little while. No cars coming. Like,
right.
This is our only option.
Take one. So birthday dinner. Then you leave birthday dinner. Did you go to clubs? Did you
go
to the bars?
No, everything was closed. So all that we could do is go to the casino, and there was like a little bar, like the bar where Zach got yelled at.
Zach they went WWE. There.
Yeah, that's
Rey
where
Mysterio.
They were.
That's his new name.
Rey Mysterio. So, anyways, the next day, or no. So then we leave after we get kicked out of there. Pretty much, we're walking back to the room. Not kicked out because it closes at 2.
Right.
So we're walking back to our room, and it's just me, Ethan, Zach, Ryan, and Alan at this point. Everybody else went to bed. I guess I don't know what happened there. And Ethan decides there's like a stingray pond. Or pool, I guess I should say. A whole aquarium, really. And Ethan's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go dive headfirst on some Steve Irwin shit and jump in with these stingrays. And that's what he ended up doing. And he was swimming with them for a second.
He swam with stingrays.
It's dark out. It's
dark.
Pitch dark out.
See, he could have tripped. It could have ended bad.
Oh, I showed you the video of him jumping in with the stingrays.
It could have ended really bad. He
remember he had his phone in his pocket?
How
you're
big
like,
were they?
Huge.
It was dark. We didn't know where they were at, but they're in there. They're probably like when he...
What the hell is wrong with you? You could have been stung.
What if you got stung?
No, and then workers straight up saw him jump in and just turn around. Like, they didn't give a damn. They were like, okay, nothing we can do.
I don't own a lot of nice stuff, but that was my nicest boots. Jumped in with my damn boots on.
Talcovas?
I was so pissed the next day. Like, cause they
did you
like,
touch one? Did
oh,
it,
hell no.
You didn't feel anything?
No.
That you remember?
He didn't know that there were stingrays in there till we were walking over the bridge the next day.
Oh my God.
Well, I had lost a lot of money. This is the first night. And he's like, oh, I bet you won't do this. Bet you won't do that. I'm like, hey, whatever, $100. And I was just doing anything. I just need to get my money back. Trying to recoup my losses.
Stunts for free at 28.
So was Miss Australia with you in the jump?
No. She didn't come back until the third night.
So yeah. She was still on the resort. She just, you
no,
didn't know.
She, was, she works on the yacht. So she would come.
Oh, she was an employee.
Yeah, she was a deckhand.
Yeah.
So then we end up going to Alan's suite, and we have some little get-together party thing there. I don't know where these other
Alan's
random...
some guy they just met in Miami, which I thought... Ethan, I
my
thought you...
boy.
I thought you've known this guy for like 100 years.
No,
you guys just met
him
in Miami like 2 months ago.
3 months.
Like 2 months ago. What the fuck?
Wait,
2 months ago you met this
December.
Guy. And this guy's flying from Miami to Bahamas.
No, we met him in December when we went, right before Christmas.
Okay, December.
Yeah.
In Miami, and this guy's flown from Miami... to the Bahamas to celebrate Braille's birthday with his friend
Miami
Ryan
this weekend to hang out with him again.
All right.
Okay. So, anyways, we go to his room. We're hanging out. There's a bunch of random people there. One of our friends inappropriately touches me, and I got all pissed. And everybody got pissed. Everybody was screaming. In fact, I have a video.
What do you
of
mean,
who
one of
touched
your
you? Tell me who. Mouth
I,
it
I
to
can't.
Me.
I'll tell you later. No, you don't.
Zach?
You don't know him.
One of your friends
him.
In the group.
Bump.
One of your
wasn't me.
Bump.
One of your friends in the group.
This is later. Listen to Ethan.
Look at that. I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy.
So how do you get inappropriate touched as a Gen Zer? Are you Gen X, Gen Z?
I don't claim them. I'm a millennial.
Millennial. How do you get inappropriately touched? What is the crossing the line?
Some dude straight up pulled my shirt down and started licking on my boob.
I've seen babies suck less than this.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. So
how does that happen?
Wait, what happened?
I don't know. It's like mind-blowing, is it not?
How does
I don't
that
even
fucking
know.
Happen?
Nobody was doing anything to make him think that he could come over there and do it.
He just walked up and pulled your shirt down.
Pretty much.
She was sitting on the couch and pulled it up, but it's literally looking for milk. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Okay, so anyways. So
what's his name?
Bump.
No, Bump.
Oh, you guys. How does he think that's okay?
He's actually a very sweet kid. I think that he was on a lot of alcohol.
Oh.
And he was just a little out of his mind, I think.
Oh.
And I think he just got a little too comfortable with the situation because he's actually very sweet. He was very apologetic. He was really nice the rest of the trip. He's very kind. And
so he still hung out with him.
We lost our mind on him. He kicked him out of his room.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, whatever.
Wow.
So, that was really inappropriate. We were
okay,
all
so
upset.
This happened in that. So, you go to Alan's room after your birthday.
No, this
birthday.
Was in Alan's room. Okay. We were all in there hanging out. He's having like a little
Was
party.
It Alan's friend?
After the casino
no, it's
closes.
My friend.
After the casino closes.
Yeah, we're all in Alan's room. Elizabeth, Danny, me, Ethan, Zach, this guy. Like, everybody's in this room. We're all hanging out. Some random people that apparently this guy knew from downstairs that were staying at the resort were up there, too.
What did you do? Like, do you feel bad? Like,
no, I was just like,
do you feel bad?
Like, what do you?
What the hell does that mean?
I'm like, does it? Is like, are you fucked up over that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant, did you feel bad for the guy?
No, are you so fucking not?
You were pissed.
I was pissed after the fact. Like, it took me 10 minutes, and then I was like, wait, what the?
10 minutes for what? Like,
to process it.
I guess I think I went to the bathroom with her. Oh, you know what happened was I was grabbing onto Danny, or no, I was grabbing onto Elizabeth's arm, and Danny was
while
like,
it was happening.
Yes, because I was like, help, help,
help! Did you not just fucking punch him?
No, because
no, I
like,
mean, what, did you,
no,
she'll punch like, her back. Like you gotta
absolutely not.
Well,
nails,
he lifted
dude,
her shirt.
No.
I would have stuck my nail right in his fucking eye.
Okay, you're a dude. Just listen, hold on. So I'm grabbing onto Elizabeth, and I'm like squeezing, and that's when Danny goes, "Get the fuck up!" She said that she pulled him back and like hit him.
I can't believe you
did. And then that's when everybody lost their mind.
Did you know this?
No.
How come you fucking didn't tell us this?
What are you going to do?
I don't know, but I want to fucking know.
He's still a friend of mine, so I'm not giving away the real name. Nobody, I'm not telling y'all ever.
Wow.
Oh, you're pulling a Meghan Markle?
We don't fucking protect, what do you call them?
Predators.
Yeah, like. We don't fucking rapists. Like, what do you call those? We're not protecting those people.
No, it definitely, I think it was like in the moment he was like trying to have fun and whatever, and it was not fun.
Yeah, but there wasn't a moment.
Yeah, like like for real.
I don't know. Anyways, moving on. So that was that night. Then we had the boat day the next day. Alan, Ryan, Ethan, everybody's like, I'm not getting on that boat tomorrow if he comes on. So then I tell one of our friends who's friends with him, he can't get on the boat tomorrow. He's not coming on the boat. That friend's like, I get it. I completely understand.
So, wait, so did the friend stay by himself or did somebody stay with him?
No, so the next day, the friend.
Wait, are you fucking on for the sexual predator?
No.
We don't fucking on the sexual predator.
But he's my age. He's a friend. He's like a young boy.
I don't give a fuck. You need to learn lessons, fucker. You're not coming on the boat.
Okay, so anyways, so my friend gets it, right? Not this guy, but my friend who I said, yo, he can't come tomorrow. He's like, I get it. Totally understand. Whatever. Next day, that friend comes to the room. Look, we can put him in timeout, but he's a good kid. I think he should come.
He'll stay sober. He'll stay sober all
day. He won't drink the whole day.
He got a shot.
I think he was the first one. Yeah. I think he was the
first
one to
fucking throw it back.
But I think he felt very uncomfortable because we all cussed him out the night before. And he was dealing with us for the next 4 days.
Dude, had I been there, he fucking wouldn't have been breathing.
Yes, but I think like we're all like, I don't know, close. And I thought he thought like, I don't know.
I never met him.
Have you never met him?
Don't know him from
How come you didn't choke him out?
Is it your friend?
Out of the room.
He cussed him out once he started being mean to Alan.
No, there was accusations of the phone being stolen.
Oh, yeah. Then he's like, Alan stole my phone. Alan stole my phone.
We got 50 grand here. We don't want your phone.
We got 50 grand in cash sitting right here.
Yeah.
Give me that phone. Fucking iPhone for
$9.99. He'll burn $2,000 for a fire to keep his hands warm.
He really would, though. Anyways, so that was
okay. So you get assaulted.
Night. Yeah.
And then
you look disheveled.
I am. I'm fucking okay. pissed. I'm so okay. So you get so then you leave the room.
No, he leaves, and we all hang out for like a sec, and then we all decide so okay, to call tonight because we have to be up at.
Okay.
We have to be on a boat at 9.
This is at like 5, and like we're like, fuck, we got to get on the boat in like 3 hours.
Right.
Like, we got to be up.
Right.
So then we go to the boat. I'm like, forget it. He can come. I don't want him to feel left out or discluded.
Just discluded? What is discluded?
Hey, just roll with it. Roll with it.
Not included.
18 wheeler down a hill. Keep going.
That is not a word.
Wait, is that not a word?
Real, just keep going. Hey, keep talking. They want
to. It's like that Tesla semi that didn't have an engine. They just pushed it.
Wait, is that not a word?
No. Real is literally. I'm okay, so hot in the face from laughing right
hold
now.
On, she's Googling it to make sure.
Disincluded.
She don't know the spelling. What's
discluded? She called it discluded.
Discluded.
That's what I love about Brie. I told you guys she doesn't know how to pronounce anything.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, she just realized it's
we
not
know what
a
you
word.
Mean.
2021 goals. Read the Webster every night. 12
yes.
pages.
Yes. Okay. Amen.
So I didn't want to feel unincluded. So fuck it.
Is
so,
that unincluded?
Yeah, it is.
I wanted him to feel included.
Yeah, there you go.
So whatever. So we go
there
to
the
boat. We all have a great
he
day.
He should have sat on the fucking island
no,
by himself.
Guess what? Guess what? He had this nicotine stick, and anytime I wanted it, he was like, here you go. He was itching to give it to me. He was like, you want a shot, Brielle? You want water? You need something? So, you know what? It was fine. Kiss my ass. That's my apology.
I've seen meth addicts cope with meth better than she copes with a Juul stick.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about that, too.
Yep.
Do you have one on you right now?
Oh, my God.
You should have seen the amount of Juul sticks that this group went through.
Oh. Is it the Juul or is it the new pop?
My bad. Sorry, yeah, I'm uneducated.
We had like 15 pops.
Suck sticks, if you want to call them.
The pops have like gasoline in them or something.
Yeah. Mom, it's okay. Your wine, I don't even know if that's a real grape. Who knows?
It is.
We're it is.
We're sure.
It is.
And a physical person stomped on it and they put it in a barrel.
Yep.
We're all going to die.
Nobody
one day.
Shoved in some fucking arsenic. And
the truth be told, Jesus drank this.
Amen.
Cyanide and
hallelujah.
Threw it in a fucking medical in a plastic stick and said suck on it.
All right. Well.
Okay.
That night we get back and I remember sitting getting my makeup. What? Am I, oh, we're missing Zach. Zach's looking at me
well,
like,
how,
yo.
No. How
we're
about
missing
the whole
his
day
concert.
On, the, get on the boat? You're like tonight. Like we're just now getting on the boat.
Okay. Yeah. So we get on the boat. We're jamming out. They take us to this place called Rogue.
This is very
the
modified.
Name of the boat. The name of the boat.
Irresponsible.
Exactly.
Right when we pull up, the boat is called Irresponsible, and we're like,
go
well.
Figure.
So I'm talking to the boat guy or whatever, the captain, and I'm like, I don't know what we're talking about or something, but I'm like, yo, when's your birthday? He was like, yesterday, and I was like, me too. So that was really cool. We had the same birthday, February 25th. What? Go ahead, fucking speak up.
It wasn't. He was doing that to just make friends.
No, he didn't know that was my birthday until
he said
it. I
booked the thing for your birthday.
Oh, really?
That's how we got a good discount on it.
Wow, fuck him. They followed me. I'm about to DM his
he
ass.
Tricked you?
I started playing in the club, happy birthday to us. Like, I was like dancing, like, happy birthday to us,
with
brother.
With the captain.
Guarantee it wasn't his birthday, babe.
Okay. Anyway, I was like, how ironic.
So
wow, that guy must have been laughing all day. This dumb bitch. so anyways,
sounds
we
like
go.
My DMs.
We go to Rose Island.
How long did it take you to get there?
What do you think, like 30-minute boat ride?
You drinking the whole way?
Oh yeah,
just pounding bottles.
Yeah,
hot out. We're counting bubbles. Is that where we're at this point?
I was hot out the gates. About 15 minutes in, I'd already shotgunned like 2 beers, drank like 2.
Oh,
Coronas,
I remember this. Yep.
And I looked
he
at
had
my watch.
19 before
I looked,
noon.
I looked at my watch. It was 11:30, and I was like, I gotta chill. We got 7 hours and 45 minutes left.
So there's one thing about Zach is he don't drink liquor much. But when you see liquor, it's like a bull stomping his foot at a red flag. Like, he's on go.
Yeah.
All afternoon he had the Patron in his hand more than he did the beer, and I knew it was game on.
Oh, this is when he got his record deal.
Yeah.
So we go to this bar or whatever. We walk in.
It's like a private island, though,
yeah,
right?
It's a private island. All that's on this island
can you
is
see,
a boat.
Can you see all four sides when you stand in the middle? Is
no,
it that small?
It's bigger.
It's bigger than
it's
that?
It's bigger.
Okay.
For sure.
It's a big, yeah.
So we
yeah.
go, we walk in there and we just start spewing off songs and Zach gets on the stage or on top of the bar and that's his
on
stage.
Top of
were
the
they
bar.
Set up for karaoke or you
they
guys
were
made
playing
it?
Google
he had
me.
A mic.
Party for the party.
Zach, tell us about your experience. How did you feel? How was your crowd? Were you getting the feedback that you wanted?
So basically, we pull up to this island. There's like a little, you know, dive bar. It's just like, it looks like a little shack. You know,
leave him alone.
There's a bar in there and there's, you know, the kitchen. It's really small. We get in there. There's nobody there.
But they're open.
Yeah.
The only way to get there is by boat.
Well, who's working like the bar?
There's two bartenders. Like, we're the only ones.
Two beautiful African Americans.
Okay.
Yes. No, so we get there and they hand us a mic. We start playing music off their phone. I forget who was singing, but I just had a great idea to get up on the bar, grab the mic, and start playing some of my favorite songs.
You did it.
And next thing you know, I got a concert. All my friends are
screaming, you know, for you, grabbing your legs. You're fucking swatting their hands.
Yeah, it's like it was probably one of the best days of my life, to be honest with you.
It was a domino's effect. It started out with us running on music.
That is amazing.
And then it started with us getting the mic.
You guys were behind the bar making your own drinks.
Oh, no, it steps up. So then it was getting the mic, and then it was getting the mic and standing on the bar, every one of us. And then it was the standing on the bar with the mic behind the bar, pouring our own shots, and then opening the cooler, grabbing bottles of wine.
So, Ethan, we're going to talk about all the fees that you were charged from random people throughout the trip here in a second. So, don't forget the wine that you were charged
for. So were the bartenders okay with all of this?
Oh, they loved it. They thought we were incredible.
They were making videos of us. Yeah. They loved it.
Right. I mean, this is probably their wildest day.
Look at Ethan's
day.
Phone, baby.
Yeah, they were probably the wildest day that they've had in what, all year?
Probably so.
I mean, because they haven't seen anybody because of COVID. Yeah. I mean, like, you guys are like a rarity on their island. Yeah, I saw all those.
Yeah, they were in trouble when we walked in, that's for sure.
Zach, you were not only on the bar when Brielle called me, but you were also behind pouring shots and drinks.
Oh, we had some conch fritters.
Conch fritters.
Conch fritters.
Conch? You and Brielle.
What was it? It was caught that morning. It was, I ate the hell of it. I mean, conch is like pig's ass, but I was
so fucking good.
Conch is so good. Yeah,
yeah. And then the shape we were in, it was 20 times better.
Yeah.
I didn't get any.
Yeah. So they had a kitchen on the island, though.
Yeah. Inside the bar.
It's a long island, but it's very skinny.
I actually met the cooks. I took them back some Hennessy.
Oh, my God.
The con got even better as the day went on.
Ethan makes friends wherever he goes. Okay,
so anyways, we leave.
They were playing Tardy for the Party. They were playing Google Me, you guys.
Like two, maybe? Well, so hold on. We were there, and then I'm like, okay, guys, let's like wrap it up and let's go. So I'm like, okay, guys, to the captains, I'm like, can you take us to like the sea turtles? So we go to the sea turtles. In fact, I completely forgot that I actually jumped off the boat a couple times and just floated there until Colin reminded me the other day. But so we were out there.
Good thing you were floating. And
yes,
not sinking.
Floating. And
sure, there's videos.
Yeah, sure.
And then yes, and then
where's fucking Creeper?
Oh, he's there hanging, vibing, living his life.
Jeez.
Anyways, then we leave and we're like, fuck it, let's go back to the bar. But then like by this time, like me, Alan, Ryan, and Elizabeth all fell asleep on the boat, so exhausted from the drive from the
This is when you went MIA.
To the bar.
Well, everybody got tired because we only found one turtle. So everybody was swimming after this one turtle. And we could not catch that. We had 15 fuckers after it and couldn't catch it.
But one captain dived in and grabbed him. Somehow.
How big was he?
Huge, dude.
Like as big as his table?
Yes.
Wow.
Lies.
Close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He might have been bigger, dude. He was
And they don't bite you or anything? They don't snap at you?
No.
The guy literally grabbed it by the shell and was...
Wow.
Wow.
That's so cool.
It starts pouring. It looks like it's about to pour. Somebody says it's about to start pouring. It's about to start pouring. So I'm like, Elizabeth, I wake her up. I'm like, let's get to the bed underneath the boat before anybody else tries to. We get on this moldy, disgusting smelling surf bed. It was so nasty.
You went down with the little small space. You're not
enough.
Claustrophobic.
It's not small. It was pretty high. The ceilings are pretty high under there and it was like open above us. But I was so exhausted that we didn't even care. We laid there. Bump was asleep on the couch right next to us.
Oh my God.
Where he was.
It was an all-inclusive boat with food and drinks. Yeah. It was wide open.
I mean, we were exhausted though. So we slept there for a second. Ethan came down and talked to us. Brandon came down and talked to us. All of us started chatting.
Well, at this point, all my fans had went back to the boat. So I think there was three of us from the boat in there, and that was the only people that was in there, and I was still just crushing it.
My
acapellas.
Yeah.
I was telling everybody to go to sleep so I could try to go get my debut. Hey, y'all just stay here. I'll go.
So we go back to the hotel. We go get some espresso martinis and some snacks. And then I have Janelle and Morgan come do my makeup and hair. And I'm literally sitting there asleep the whole time. Like, you know when you're so when you're asleep and you like fall back?
Was that when I text you that I had COVID? No.
And that was the next day.
So you had the boat on Thursday.
Yes.
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, Friday.
Saturday is when you told me.
It was your birthday, yeah.
What happened? So hold on. Me, Elizabeth, Alan, Ryan, and Bump, I think, get off the boat, and Colin, get off the boat together. We get in a taxi and we speed off because I guess a tip or something has to be taken care of by Zach, Ethan.
No, we were doing the typical, hey, we're drunk and we love y'all. Let's still, we're going to give you more, 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 more. Well, guess what? Nobody had any. So he's like, we had to go to the gas station. Well, the gas station just staring at us like, oh, you know, what are we doing? And the next thing that we turn around and Ty is over there, pacing against the wall, but it's a knee wall about 3 foot high. Dick aimed at the traffic at a red light.
What the hell?
I got to be doing, and he just.
Clueless. He's clueless.
Oh, my God.
Like he's bird watching, but there's just a dick out right in traffic.
Oh, my.
And he doesn't know? He's like, it's not registering?
No, he didn't know. He really didn't.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you can see it. It's his backside, but you can see the fence.
Oh, my fuck.
Facing traffic. It was me, Ty, and Zach.
Nobody's going to know.
And it took us forever to get a ride home because I was in the middle of the road again. Hey, give us a ride, please. Please give us a ride, please.
No, we saw the weird thing is so we were on this island drinking whenever we had these two bartenders. They come walking in the gas station back on like the mainland and we were like, what the hell is going on? Yeah.
How'd y'all get here from Mars?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That had to throw you for a loop.
Well, they didn't give us a ride.
No, yeah. They didn't.
Yeah.
No, they had enough of you.
I'm guessing nobody tipped.
We already paid them enough.
Oh my God.
So you're on the island and you get back to the hotel.
Yeah, so after this we found a ride back and then where do we go to eat that night? Nobu? Oh man. Nobu was.
How are we splitting the bill at all these restaurants, you guys? How's that
work?
Yeah.
Danny loves to get points.
Alan actually right covered on a couple of the dinners.
Which I would never. You never get back.
Wait, what?
Alan actually put his card down for a couple of the dinners before any of us had the nice chance to. Yeah, that was really
shout funny. Out Alan.
Shout out to Alan.
Yeah, Alan.
That's how you do it. You don't lift up a fucking girl's shirt. You put down your fucking card.
Yeah. That's right, Alan.
Then we go to the casino, of course, and it's just like all over again. And I think this is the night that Ethan just takes his glass and throws it at the wall. And I'm like recording a video.
At Nobu?
No, we're walking back to the room at this point. We are doing everything we can to find food. Food closes at 11 o'clock there, the whole island. We get to the hotel and we're asking everybody, where can we get food? Ethan tries to break into the restaurant at the hotel that we had espresso martinis and club sandwiches at earlier so we could get back behind the bar and start whipping it up. And this janitor guy comes up to us and he's like, no, what are you doing here? And I'm like, yo, I have a condition. I have to eat right now or I'm going to pass out. Like, Brielle, I have Corinna. To eat food. I know, it's horrible. I'm like, I have to eat right now. I'm so hungry. Please, I'll take a bag of chips. I mean, we would have done anything for one chip. And he was like, okay, let me see what I can do. An hour and a half goes by. We're just sitting on the floor waiting for this guy.
For an hour and a half?
Yes. I got videos.
You got ghosted.
He comes back. He came back. With his leftovers, I think. It was a piece of what? Chicken?
Oh, my God.
Two chicken drums, corn on the cob, and I think a couple of fries.
Where did he find it at?
God knows, but I ate it.
Did he go home and make it?
You ate it.
I was so hungry. I had a long day. My vocal cords were hurting. I was hungry.
we were down in the lobby waiting on people. I got picked up by five dudes.
Just chilling. Oh.
They took me to their room, and I paid $60 for Pringle sticks.
What?
Nope. Rods.
Oh, my God. You guys are literally eating this food from this guy. Wait.
So what night are we on? Is this Saturday now?
Day after your birthday. Friday. 26.
Saturday, basically, we just go to dinner.
What are you doing during the day? You're going to the beach?
Oh, yeah. We're at the beach, water slides, lazy river.
Drinking. Jet skis.
Lazy river.
Yeah, okay. Like fun stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Okay.
And then at night, then this night, we go and we're gambling and we're having fun and all that jazz. And I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all that happened that night. I got cut off from gambling too much.
Good.
So then I would tell Brandon to go take my debit card and run and just pull out an amount and bring it back. And then I'd lose that. And I'd be like, here's my debit card. Just go pull out a random amount, bring it back. Here's my debit card. We were doing that back and forth. And after they cut me off. And that was that. That was basically the end of the trip. The next day, I mean, we didn't leave till a 5 o'clock flight. And I feel
like on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday, which was honestly the move because there was nobody in the airport. So I'm going to do that 5 o'clock flight every time. But it's kind of like a drag because it's like you can't really get in the ocean because it's like you don't want to be dirty.
No, let it be known. It was miserable. We were liquor sweating. None of us woke up in time for a shower. It smelled like fuck on the plane. Oh, no, hold on. So we all sleep on the plane. Everybody's hungover. And then we land. Everybody's getting up on the plane. And everybody's like, the flight attendant starts saying, sit down, sit down. Everybody take a seat. Everybody take a seat. I'm like,
what the fuck?
I wake up and there's six Border Patrol getting on the plane. Or two of them.
Immediately we look. Everybody looks at Ethan. We're like, what did Ethan fucking
right,
do?
What'd you bring? What'd you steal? What'd you break?
I woke up from a sleep and my ass was tighter than a cow's ass during fly season. I stood up. I said, oh my God. They got me. They got me. They said, Ian.
What
is it,
Ian?
Ian. And it sounds like Ethan. I'm telling you, my heart dropped. And I said, God, not today, please. Hey, even Tommy said, what did Tommy say?
What did Ethan do?
He yelled that. What did Ethan do? Before the guy even said Ian. I'm talking about
and
this,
Ian
this
was
guy
sitting
made
in the seat right behind Ethan. The guy was sitting in the seat right behind. Anyways,
but
we
he
get
wasn't
off.
For you.
So they're well,
no.
So they're like, in order
I
to get off,
move.
They're going through the plane and they can't find this guy that they're supposedly looking for. So we're like, oh my God, he must be in the bathroom hiding.
He was behind me.
He was behind Ethan. Uh-huh.
In the next row, laying down.
Just yep. Fucking sweating.
Laying down, oh, laying hiding. Down. Hiding.
Yeah.
Hiding.
So they asked for his name and nobody responded. So then they said, everybody, before you get off, have to show your passports. And then my buddy happened to be working the flight and he waited to the very end to get off and finally kind of just give himself
some
up.
Rundown.
But he was asking everybody, hey, you got a pen? You got a pen? I need to pop my SIM card. I need to pop my SIM card. And he was asking my buddy for trying to take his earring off to get the thing to take his SIM card out.
Why did he need the SIM card out?
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe he had a digital passport or something. I don't know.
Evidence on his phone. I don't know. Trying to get rid of it. I don't know.
Whatever. So we Googled him. Jeez. And we found out that he'd already had a prior arrest for being in out too far in open waters with children, out 300 yards or something in the ocean with
what?
Children.
It was the charge was child neglect.
Child neglect, huh? Yeah. Eesh.
Oof. It's something serious for them to come to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. That's a big felony. You're getting extradited.
Off the plane, bro. Yeah. You should have just stayed your ass in the Bahamas.
Was he in the Bahamas?
He was alone.
By himself?
Yeah, he was alone on a flight.
I don't know. We were on a standoff on the plane for 10 or 15 minutes waiting for this guy to supposedly push the button and tell on himself. Right. And it did not happen. I mean, I'm just trying to think what I would have did if they would have said Ethan. I mean, it would have been.
I mean, you're not going to go anywhere.
We would have been
you can't go
chicken
anywhere
until I got DDT. It was standoff.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay,
so what did you break? Anything?
Ethan, I need you to tell me how, because so Ethan jumped in with the stingrays or whatever, and then he was bitching about he had to pay $200 for Tommy's pants.
Okay, so you broke some pants. Did
so,
you break anything
so
else?
I need Ethan's okay. Been charged this entire trip for random things.
All right,
the guy gave you a cigar and something. That started it.
These pants were broken because of bro code. I was in the room by myself playing the Mega Boom. I come in, and a guy and a girl in our group come in, and obviously they're trying to hit the smush. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to get out of here. I know the drill. We get out. And so I just throw on the first pair of khakis that's near me, and they fit. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, they were Tommy's. I didn't think nothing about it. And
Tommy's about your size.
You're just throwing on random pants.
Well, I was trying to give them the room.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'd want to do. I mean, hey, buddy, I'd rather not be told, hey, I know the drill. And I wake up the next day. I was on their floor, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm screwed. The Peter Millars. I don't wear nice shit. I wear Old Navy, And I'm like, this is orange stain. I don't know what it was. Algae from the rocks crawling out or something.
Oh, my fuck.
And so I said, hey, guys, I'm going to give him $100 without even asking for it. I'm going to give him $100. And so as soon as he walks in the door, I said, hey, Tommy, I fucked up. Here you go. And he goes, damn, man, they're more than that. Give me another $100. Oh, okay. All right. How about that airline food? Yeah, there goes the first $200. The next $150 was got ripped off on a fake Cuban cigar. Started smoking it. I think it might have been oregano.
Why don't you tell him no? It's $20. Beat it.
I just wanted to blow smoke.
Roll call.
Roll call.
So you smoked the cigar, and then they say, "Oh, by the way, that's $150."
I damn near And then I damn near bought a CD. I lost a CD player that cost $100
for my makeup artist Janelle.
Okay, so you're at $450.
Oh, let's see. Cream corn cost me $162.
Wait, what? What do you mean cream corn?
Last night, he didn't eat anything at this dinner.
On the last night, I always go big, so I took a liquid diet all day. And I decided not to eat, told everybody, hey, I'm not paying, I don't want to split.
He would go to the bar himself and order his own drinks while we're at dinner, bring them
back. Oh, so you wouldn't eat during the whole trip?
No, I didn't eat once. Only 3 chili dogs the last day.
Okay. So you were just drinking everything.
What the fuck do you mean?
Liquid diet.
I'm not kidding.
Literally, just drinking.
Yeah. Why? Why aren't you eating? What the fuck?
Because you see,
he's partying.
One word, party.
What the fuck, dude?
You get drunker.
I think about food more than I think about liquor. That's
you weren't hungry?
Mm, no. I think about something else.
This fucking guy. Okay, so the cream corn. Go ahead. So you're not eating at the dinner. You're getting your own drinks at the bar.
Obviously, I got Zach beside me and a couple other ones that'll laugh at anything. I ate my grandma's shit and they'll fucking fall on the floor laughing. So I just decided to randomly just grab the corn, a whole handful of cream corn, probably $38 for two scoops, you know, at this place. Hell, I don't know. And just smashed it against my face. Looked like Cookie Monster except cream corn.
Not including the filet that you flung at another table.
And then I started playing Battleship with a filet mignon.
What? You just throwing filets?
No, it was not the whole filet. It was not the whole filet.
It was a piece of filet, and you threw it at who?
The only table in the place.
Or somebody at it?
There's one more, like one other table.
We shut the place down.
He just kind of tossed it over his head, and
I really
didn't smack dab.
I really didn't. What did they do?
Ethan was like, "What are they doing? What are they doing?" And I was like, "I'm not looking. I see everybody standing up. I don't know if they're leaving, and I don't know if they're mad."
Hey, I did.
So we just kind of.
I didn't try to hit. Yeah. I was just...
We're kind of waiting, so then like 10 minutes later, I look over there, they're gone, and I was like, oh, thank God, because like, who else would have thrown that? We're the only other table in here. It ain't raining.
The chef?
Yeah.
Fucking filet, baby.
From the kitchen.
That mouthful of cream corn and one bite of filet mignon cost me $162, must have been Wagyu.
$162.
Somebody said you owe $162?
So Alan tried to put his card down again, and I said, no, Alan, that's not fair. Like, we're not going to let you do that. So I was like, somebody.
A fucking boy.
Somebody
if Ethan says this one more time,
the group thing.
Someone put their card down and we'll just Venmo. So Ty puts his card down and Ty texts in our Bahamas group chat in front of everybody. Hey, Ethan, can you send me that 162? I don't need it from you, Brielle. We got you, babe.
162 for cream corn.
So he just divided it up. Right.
I mean, what the fuck? That's a lot of money for cream corn.
Oh, shit. And then the last one would be, they waited till Monday. I guess I had grabbed a bottle of wine from Footprints, and Footprint wine was $90.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
$700. $702.
Yeah, there's more.
And then you lost your money at the casino, you said, when you were gambling at the casino.
$1,000 hand.
What a dumbass. On what? Blackjack?
Did you double on a 12?
Okay.
Double on a 10, and they gave me a 7, and then they got 19.
What were they showing? What were they showing? A 9?
4. And they had a 5.
A 4? I would have doubled on a 2. Yeah. I would have doubled. Okay, you left the 4 out.
I don't play that big, but at the table, there was only $500 minimum. And I walked away, and I didn't have the nuts to walk. I walked up, and I didn't have the nuts to walk away.
So it was $500 minimum.
My dad would have beat my ass. I can't give up. I cannot tuck my tail.
Yeah, we got to work on that and saying no.
I walked up to that table like a banty rooster and put my nuts down, and they didn't last.
Yeah, they didn't last. He jumped in with the stingrays. He also was sitting in a big waterfall one night.
It was a seashell.
It was a seashell waterfall. He was sitting inside of it. It's very old. It's been there since the Atlantis has been there, probably.
I don't know how you didn't break that thing off.
Jeez.
I mean, it was...
So, again, did you break anything other than pants?
And a cup.
I saw a cup. I saw a glass.
That's it.
Nothing else?
Heart. He broke Georgie's heart.
Oh, yeah. He broke Aussie's heart. Has she talked to you? Does she want you to come on the ship?
Oh, Ethan met a girl. Oh. Ethan met a girl the last night there, and he ended up driving to Nashville last weekend to go see her.
And then you left her there. You saw her for 1 minute and left her there.
No, I hung out with her all day. It's just I showed up, and obviously she must put the Paris filter on, because since she had acne all over her face, and I got to go.
Paris filter.
So, well, we just get her some face wash.
Well, what is that medicine called?
Accutane.
No, I went to CVS, but the Proactive was over 30, and I wasn't having it.
You just spent $702 at fucking Bahamas.
That means I only got 25% right. On plan B.
Oh, my God. I fucking can't even. He left her, you guys.
But you met her in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I met her in the last 20 minutes. She was out by the pool, and she's like a travel agent. So she had told me she...
Not the travel agent? Yeah. Dave, you should be nice to her.
I am. She got me in the room in Miami this weekend.
For another girl. For you, sweet. And another girl.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh.
Shout out Celeste.
Ethan. Ethan.
Ethan.
So, Ethan, I just listened to the podcast.
Yeah, Ethan is fucked, by the way. Ethan,
I
actually,
guess this is like, you like at this point, it's like, what, 2 of 20
Ethan's
now?
Weekends. Wait, the Ethan's weekends, you guys. By the way, this one girl, the same girl, he blew her off. He said one of his relatives died. Didn't happen. And then this weekend, they died, but they died 6 years ago.
My uncle's died at least 12 times. So he makes Jesus look bad.
It's not a lie.
So then this weekend, Brielle's like, hey, come to Miami with us. And he's like, man, I got that fucking girl coming in. I told her my fucking granddaddy died.
He's like, I want a wife. I'm like, okay, Ethan, whatever.
No, but this is the second time she's coming. And I already had blown her off the first time.
Now she's pissed that they're going to Miami and hanging out with somebody that Ethan doesn't even like.
But she was hoping to hang out and go on dates and not go to clubs and chug John Julio.
Right.
Right. John Julio. Don Julio. Don Julio.
That's how it makes me speak.
Yeah.
Wait till you guys see what Ethan's doing to his hair this weekend.
What do you mean?
Shaving 1942 in my fucking head.
For who?
It's to make Alan laugh. I don't give a fuck.
Ethan.
It's to make out and laugh. How does shaving 1942 get you to make out?
Hey, the no, kid spent
make Alan laugh.
Oh, make Alan laugh.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said make out and laugh.
Make out.
Oh, yeah, cursive.
Oh, my God. I can't with you guys. I don't trust you guys all together.
Well, we're at round two this weekend.
Now, Zach, I do, but then Zach was rapping and became an artist. Ethan at least got to the boat so that he could show me my daughter was alive.
I was staying on the boat. I was being responsible.
Yeah.
Well, you do answer.
Obviously, you're seasoned.
You do answer.
Seasoned.
Yeah. You actually got lucky because if I wasn't at Footprints, I couldn't, because I only had service and I had Wi-Fi. And I was probably about to get back on the boat because we were about to be leaving.
I
can't ask my work, hey, can you pay for international while I go fuck off?
Yeah.
Not a good way to word
you
that.
You need to get WhatsApp.
I got it, but you can't use it.
What do you mean?
I don't have cellular.
No, you got to have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you have to have Wi-Fi.
When I'm not on Wi-Fi, I can't use my phone.
Right.
Well, Brielle, it makes me very nervous when Brielle doesn't answer because she always answers me. So that had me very, very stressed out. So,
well,
mind
this
you.
You're about to have gray hair, I'm sure.
I already have it, 100%. Jeez. But by the way, so then Corey and I tested positive for COVID. So I text Brielle. I said, Brielle, I feel really bad. I was in the bathtub. Like, I feel really bad. Something's not right. And then we tested positive. And then I text her, Brielle, are you around anybody? Who are you around? She's like, do I need to come home? And I'm like, no, but we're positive for COVID.
Well, had I known that you got assaulted, I would have said yes.
It's okay.
That's not okay.
He's my friend. I know a lot of people are going to be like, what the fuck, Brielle, blah, all this shit. But like, honestly, life is too short to hold a grudge.
I get not holding a grudge.
But he was obviously inebriated.
Yes, he was.
He would have probably never
mind.
Done that
I don't think
sober.
So. I don't think so.
So are Rihanna and Chris Brown good then?
Yeah, I didn't get my ass
Thank
beat.
You. Thank you. I mean, it doesn't. A line's a line. It doesn't matter how far you cross it. If you cross the fucking line, it's crossed. It doesn't matter how far you go into the deep end. You went. You crossed that line.
It's like flipping a redneck's hat off.
Right. Like, cross that line. Like, if you murder somebody, well, I only shot him once or I shot him 20 times. It doesn't matter. You fucking murdered him. You know what I mean?
I mean, whatever.
Like, one shot or 20
you're
shots.
You're definitely being a dad right now.
Oh, man. Well, I'm being fucking...
I feel like you're pulling a Meghan Markle. You're not giving us the name.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, he doesn't need to be publicly humiliated, but...
You're not knowing the name, period, because actually he's a nice person aside from that.
Zach.
Zach, you fucking say it.
Zach.
Look, and if you say it, oh, his name's Bump.
I'm sure there's plenty of nice people in prison, okay? Plenty of nice people in prison, but they made mistakes that caused them to have punishment. You know, like... There's a line you can't cross.
You know, you get inebriated. You just the lines are blurred, and that's it. She's known this guy for a long time. He would never do that before, and maybe he was doing stuff that we weren't aware of.
I'm definitely not known him long.
Oh, she hasn't known him long?
I've known him for like a year and a half.
Hmm. Well,
I got photos with him from a year ago. I'll show you.
So, anyways,
so these Ethan weekends, there's always women.
Next week.
There's always women. There's multiple.
There's once a month.
They're going to Miami this weekend, you guys. So we're going to have Ethan's weekends, and we're going to give you the update on Miami because Miami gets a little crazy as well. And it's with Alan. Zach's not going.
Zach
That's
is
probably smart.
Smart.
You can. Yeah.
That's probably not because he said none of the people I'm with are responsible enough to make sure that I'm okay. So.
Yeah, well, obviously not. Like, the hell?
Zach, you were actually
Zach
at a bar rapping.
Room.
I know.
Okay, when she was passed out on the boat. Usually I can count on you, Zach.
I mean, I had 20 minutes left to my performance or else they weren't going to pay me.
Yeah. Well, I definitely was shocked that Ethan answered and Zach didn't because usually it's the other
I didn't have my phone the entire time we were on the island.
Zach didn't. At the end of the video, you guys, and I posted it on my story. I'm going to post it again. His eyes are like crossed. I'm like, Zach, your eyes are crossed today. He's like, are they really? I've never been that drunk. I mean, it's been many years. And his eyes were completely crossed at the very end.
Hilarious.
His eyes were so lazy they could draw unemployment.
So stupid.
Should we just send you a compilation video of all the shit that we have?
Compilation.
Thank God Brielle's gorgeous. Thank God she's...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Compilation?
You don't know that word from school. You know it from Pornhub.
Sure do.
Oh my God. Fucking can't. I quit, y'all. Fucked
up. Anyways, do you want us to send you those?
Yeah, send me a video. I will post the videos on my Instagram when this... podcast drops because it'll be quite interesting.
I'm glad you guys are alive and happy and healthy and safe.
We're going to have to go through what we're allowed to send here.
To be 24 again, Croy, right? Yep. 24. Ethan, how old are you?
Ethan.
And yet she Not thinks that these parties should stop.
28 doing stunts.
I have to be proud to say, exactly. I am seriously proud to say, I don't think I've ever seen anybody actually assaulted in all of my partying. I never physically
Croy's
saw.
Not going to let go of this.
No, I'm just
guys.
Saying. So, like, my shit never got that crazy. So, you guys reached a level that I never reached.
I'm going to hear about this all night.
And maybe it happened when I was passed out, but I mean, I never physically saw
it. I feel
it.
Like boys are dangerous. The fact that I have three scares me shit out of me.
Boys are, not men.
Boys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That guy obviously wasn't raised by a man, so I don't know. I shouldn't say that. His dad might be great, but he needs a talking to.
Yeah, well, that's why Braille's not telling you who it is.
Maybe
because
he's just horned up.
I don't care, dude. Like, no.
Don't get Croy started. All right.
Thanks for
Ethan's
joining us.
Weekends. They'll be back next week.
All righty.
Okay, you guys. Well, back to reality. Back to reality.
Yeah. I mean, total different.
I never, ever went on like a 5-day binge, 4-day binge and just drank. And like Ethan didn't eat but 3 hot dogs one
never
day.
Never in my life.
Never in my life.
No. I mean, we had some long weekends, but
I don't want to fucking know what you did in the past, okay?
Yeah, I know. Someday we'll hash it over, but no, seriously,
never
like
will
I
hash it over.
I never traveled any, like, that's a whole new world, whole new.
I traveled a lot for sure. I love to go to the beach, so that's where
but you didn't go to the beach to get drunk with your friends.
No, I had a baby at 19 years old, so I didn't have much free time to myself, but anyways,
I feel like they need some
I'm glad that they're having fun. You know, Zach is usually like the supervisor. And then he became a rap artist there. So good for Zach. Hopefully he'll get a record deal. They're just a hot ass mess, you guys, honestly. Like, I don't even know what they think sometimes, but I'm glad they had an amazing time. It was really sweet of Ethan to set up the boat for them on her, like, the day after her birthday.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, interesting. I would love to hear from you parents if you have kids that are doing this, have done this, are involved in this. And then I think that, they're just a little wild. Brielle, not so much. She likes her glass of wine, a couple shots of tequila, very similar to her mother. I'm that way as well. But like the no sleep thing for Brielle,
yeah,
that's not for me. I can't do that.
Yeah, we're talking like 30 minutes to an hour a night over the course of like 48. And then she'll get another maybe hour or two. So three, 4 hours total in 72 hours. Like,
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, on to our golden nugget, perception. 5 simple tools to give you a prescription for success. Do you want people to perceive you differently? Best-selling author and leading mind-body wellness expert. How would you say that?
Aya Myra
says the perception is at the root of all success or problems. So understanding how to change the way someone perceives you is an important tool for being successful in your career, relationships, and basically life 101.
Yeah. I think we can all say there's been times where the first impression didn't always go as good as we thought. And so this, I think, will really help you feel a little bit more confident if you're looking to fix a first impression.
I'm super shy, so people will assume I'm a bitch because I'm like really, really shy. But nobody can imagine somebody that's on television being shy. But I'm like one of the shyest people. Andy Cohen will tell you like I'm probably one of the shyest on Bravo.
Yeah,
that's just me. I don't know. It's actually terrible. So I hate it. But if I know you and I'm comfortable in my surroundings and with my people, I'm Kim. You know,
right.
I'm fine. But otherwise, I almost come off as a bitch. Brielle gets that sometimes as well.
Yeah.
First tip is what?
Okay. So again, want to change the perception? You got to look internally and cultivate good posture. You want to sit/stand, whatever you are doing at the moment, tall and proud. Even if you aren't slightly feeling it, your posture and poise directly impact the way people perceive you. You're hunched over, arms crossed. Again, it's body language. A lot of people read body language. They're familiar with body language. If you're closed off, they're not going to be willing to talk to you. If you are hunched over, they don't think that you're paying attention to them or caring. You know, if you're slouched back, even on like video Zoom calls and things like that, if you are not engaged with the actual camera and the mic and sitting up and people are like, this guy, what's he doing? So
Cultivate good posture.
Number two is smile. How we feel tends to reflect unconsciously on our faces, but you can change this by training yourself to smile more often. Take a few minutes every day and sit with a partial smile, one that you can train your body to have while at rest with no effort. Also, practice smiling more in general and you'll find yourself doing it more naturally. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the podcast that Croy and I did where Croy talks about like fake laughing. It's fucking so weird, and like you can make yourself laugh and then smile, and you trick your mind into believing that you're happy. So when Ariana was super irritated last week and sick and just beyond, and Croy's like, just have you ever made yourself just like fake laugh, like just smile? And Ariana's like, I'm not fucking interested in this right now. And I started laughing, but I smile naturally at a lot, like people just in general, right? That's just kind of my nature. I think you do as well. But practice smiling. Yeah. Like,
well, and what you're doing is you're raising your vibration. So that smile is a very small little nudge in the raise of your vibration. What you're describing about the fake laughing is a massive nudge in raising your vibration, and you will actually physically become happy if you're not feeling happy by fake laughing until you actually are really laughing. So again, it's just you're more inviting that way for them to communicate, problem solve, be creative with, and be a team player with. So smile. Thirdling, slow down your
speech.
What'd
you call it? What?
That was number two, was smile. Third.
I know, but what'd you... Oh, you said something else. Thirdling, it sounded like, or something. Okay, third, slow down your speech and speak intentionally.
Yep.
How you speak says a lot about you. Take time to slow down when having conversations and properly articulate all of your words. Pause after someone asks a question and gather your thoughts. Less is often more when it comes to speaking.
Yep.
Like, be present and be a listener, a good listener.
There was an article that I recently read about emotional intelligence and how we have significantly decreased with technology and all those different types of things. But when you have human-to-human interaction, it's natural for us to want to fill awkward spaces of silence or to make things more comfortable for everybody. But people who are super emotionally intelligent understand and can really use that to their advantage to help negotiate better or even strengthen relationships by simply slowing down, listening, responding instead of reacting, right? So think about what you're doing. Think about what you just heard, process, then respond and speak with intention. But really don't feel like you have to fill that void of space. They will probably fill that void and they may counter themselves in a negotiation, or that's a whole nother conversation. But again, slow down and speak with intention.
Number four, cultivate good hygiene. This is one thing I've always loved about Croy, but this should go without saying. Small things like well-groomed hair, nails, brushing your teeth daily, hopefully, using lotion and wearing effective deodorant and nice smelling fragrance all have a major impact on how people perceive you. I have a really bad, I get really bad migraines from smells, and that's why one of the reasons why I started Cashmere Collections. So perfumes, there's maybe four or five that I can actually deal with, and there's like three or four for men. But like grooming your hair, brushing your teeth, like I know a clean person when I see one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's important. Take pride in yourself. My mom used to say, take pride. Like, I'd have my shirt untucked or whatever. She's like, take pride in yourself. I mean, I must have heard it three times a day in high school.
Yeah, well, and a majority of the time, if you don't do that with yourself, then you're probably not going to do it with your job or your tasks.
Anything else, right.
Or, anything else. You may put on a good front for a while, but ultimately your bad habits will shine through. So you can change those bad habits by taking care of yourself.
Go to the nail salon.
That translate into everything else where you show up for yourself, then you show up for work, you show up for your friends, you show up for your boss, your husband, your wife, your kids. You show up for everything.
100%.
It starts with yourself, though. Last one.
Deepen your breath. This is hard for me. I'm a very shallow breather. I'm working on it. But whenever we breathe more slowly, the mind settles down, causing the body to relax. This one simple act can help you exude an aura of calm. People who are stressed out or frazzled rarely come across to others how they intend. Calm the mind and the physical body, and you will automatically come across as more polished and in control.
Can you take a deep breath right now?
No, the fucking COVID. I can take a deep breath, thank God. Yeah. But I do this a lot because I'm a very shallow breather. And so when I was in LA and I saw that acupuncturist, she was like, oh my God, you need to see an acupuncturist like every day because you're lots of fire, baby. But I need to like slow down everything. I'm such a go, go, go kind of person. But sometimes when I get a migraine or something slows you down or I'm in the car to stop late or something, I'll just try to take some deep breaths. I think it does really work. It does slow your body, calm your body down quite a bit.
Yeah. You can collect your thoughts. You can collect your words. You can, when you take a deep breath, your posture automatically goes up. You sit up, you stand up. You can keep that then posture, like our number one tip, cultivate good posture. So all of these kind of work together with each other and will help you kind of change the perception somebody has of you.
Okay, you guys, these five tips can help you put yourself out there in the best light possible and will impact people's perception. But it's very important to remember, you guys, that what someone thinks about you is a reflection of actually what's going on inside them and has very little to do with you and who you really are at your core. Do your best and be your best. That's all that you can do. I stopped caring what people think a long time ago, you know, like, I'm very comfortable. I think it took maybe my 30s or 35 or something. I don't know with who I am as a person. I think
Well, I think your focus and attention really shifts and really gets, you know, you get those blinders on, like all that noise that used to kind of matter or that you thought mattered no longer distracts you. It never really mattered, but now you're like, it doesn't matter. So now I'm just laser focused and you got those blinders on. But thanks for joining us this week. Can you be a wife and a sugar baby to someone else if you don't hook up with anyone and just send pics for money? Is that still considered cheating?
Gross.
Oh my God. And oh boy, this ought to be a good one. Up next for our bonus segment, Safe Space with Kim and Croy.
Thanks you guys so much for listening, and we will meet you here next week on House of Kim.
Thanks for listening to the House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly at pioneerpodcasting.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.